Skagway leaders want a backup plan for the port, and Haines may have a new interim manager next week. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Two ferries canceled due to weather conditions disrupted the weekend basketball schedules in Haines and Skagway. In Haines, the girls and boys teams were set to play their first home games of the season Friday and Saturday against Petersburg. But the visiting team's arrival was delayed after the Aurora's Friday sailings in the Northern Lynn Canal were canceled. The ferry didn't sail due to high winds, heavy seas, and freezing spray. The Aurora's Sunday sailings were also canceled due to forecasted high winds. The cancellation also prevented Juneau's Thunder Mountain team from making it to the Don Hather basketball tournament in Skagway this weekend. That means four teams will be competing against the Panthers. Flights in and out of Haines and Skagway were also canceled Friday due to the weather. The Haines games have been rescheduled for Monday and Tuesday. On Monday, girls play at 5:30 p.m. and boys at 7 p.m. On Tuesday, the boys play at noon, immediately followed by the girls. As Skagway enters the new year, leaders want to do what they can to prepare for the port's future. At a meeting Thursday, the Borough Assembly agreed to start brainstorming a sort of Plan B for the port if they are unable to agree on a lease with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad beyond 2023. The Assembly also moved to explore implementing local environmental regulations to protect the waterfront. Mayor Mark Schaefer added the two discussion items to the agenda at the beginning of the meeting. He said the future of the port is something he, quote, wakes up at 2 a.m. thinking about. Schaefer proposed drawing up a request for proposals for how to run Skagway's port if the municipality's current lease with White Pass doesn't extend beyond its expiration date of 2023.
It would be kind of low-cost thing we can do to see if we got interest from whoever, and
I think it's a great idea.
Doing something with the port in 2023, mm-hmm. failing to solve any problems in the next 6 years.
I would consider that an assurance policy. That's something, I mean, we got to look at that at this point.
Those were Assembly members Spencer Morgan and Jay Burnham responding. The Assembly didn't go into detail about what the RFP would involve. KHNS was unable to reach Schaefer by deadline for this story, but Assemblymember Tim Cochran told KHNS the RFP would basically be a backup plan for how to govern the port if the current arrangement with White Pass doesn't continue. Here's Cochran at the meeting.
If nothing is agreed upon with the current leaseholder now in 2023, this is like you said, our insurance policy. We need to have a plan.
That sort of backup plan is something the municipality didn't have when voters rejected a lease extension in 2015. Since then, important waterfront renovations have been in limbo. But not all of the Assembly members were on board with the idea right away.
This might be a little premature.
Orion Hansen pointed out that the borough just hired Moffitt and Nickel as a port consultant. The hope is that the consultant will help Skagway move past the current stalemate between the borough and White Pass.
You know, we've got Moffitt and Nickel engaging the stakeholders. You know, we're paying them $200,000 to advise us how to move forward with our, you know, our immediate plans and then forecasting in the future as well. So, you know, we might be alienating some of these stakeholders if we do that.
Steve Burnham Jr. countered that the Assembly wouldn't be jumping the gun by just starting this discussion.
The important aspect of the exercise is actually the creation of the RFP and not necessarily the execution of the RFP.
Right. The Assembly voted unanimously to refer the discussion to the Port Commission. They asked the Port Commission to draft an RFP outlining a plan for the port post-2023. Schaefer also brought up the idea of creating local environmental regulations for the port. He said, in his opinion, the municipality can't trust the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, which Schaefer refers to as ADEC here.
We know that we can add environmental control above and beyond what ADEC does. I personally am not very satisfied with ADEC at the moment. I don't like the way they're operating.
Steve Burnham Jr. said the municipality might need to contract with someone who specializes in environmental regulations.
It needs to be pretty comprehensive, and it needs to be it needs to come along with a recommendation on how we make sure that it's kept that way. You know, how do you enforce it once you have it in place?
The assembly voted to send this matter to the Port Commission as well for further discussion. At the next meeting, the assembly will consider a design contract for a proposed school vocational education building. That decision was delayed to give assembly members more time to review the proposals. A new Haines interim borough manager may be in place by next week. The assembly is scheduled to appoint someone to the position Tuesday. Two candidates have put their names in the running: Borough Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan and former Juneau manager Dave Palmer. Ryan has also offered to take on the permanent manager position. Haines resident Deborah Schnabel is another candidate for the long-term job. The assembly fired former manager Bill Seward in a 4-2 vote less than a month ago. At its last meeting, the assembly approved additional dredging and wave barrier protection for the small boat harbor expansion at a cost of about $420,000. That portion of work is known as Add Alternate C. But the assembly approved Add Alt C with a catch. Assemblywoman Heather Lendy proposed an equal amount of money be set aside for uplands development. Lendy said it would be a gesture of the borough's commitment to address aesthetic concerns of the harbor project. The assembly will vote on whether to dedicate that money to upland development on Tuesday. The assembly will also address a few Heliski map-related proposals. After controversy over the makeup of a Heliski map committee and concerns about wildlife, Assemblyman Ron Jackson proposed postponing changes to the Heliski map until the summer of 2017. That resolution is on Tuesday's agenda. They'll also consider a proposal from Assemblymember Tom Morfitt, who wants to get rid of the Heliski map committee in code. That would shift the responsibility for reviewing map amendment requests to the assembly. Alongside Morfitt's ordinance is one from the Tourism Advisory Board, which recommends a different avenue to address the concerns brought up over the most recent Heliski map committee. The TAB proposes excluding people affiliated with the Heliski industry or environmental groups from taking committee seats set aside for the general public. It allows seats for industry and environmental representatives, but they would be non-voting committee members. The assembly will also consider a nearly $2 million contract for upgrades to the wastewater treatment plant. The work includes replacing the building and improving piping. A memo from borough staff says state grants, the Capital Improvement Projects Fund, and sewer fund will cover the cost. The meeting is scheduled for Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. in Assembly Chambers. The Haines Chamber of Commerce has four new members on its board of directors. There were five seats up for election on the nine-member board. It was a competitive race with seven candidates, including three incumbents, Kyle Gray, Bill Kurz, and Scott Sundberg. Gray was re-elected to his seat, but four new faces were voted into the other open spots. They are Pam Long, Jeremy Stevens, Greg Richmond, and Jerry Lapp. The newly elected members join Sean Gaffney, John Hagen, Michael Gainey, and Heather Shade on the board. All of the board members represent for-profit businesses. The chamber recently deliberated whether nonprofits should have an equal role in the organization. The debate resulted in the membership voting to exclude nonprofits and individuals from serving on the board, although they are still allowed to be chamber members. The new board will hold an organizational meeting January 20th. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.